Hi there. The word for you today is, God is committed to you. In James 1:18 we read, so we might be the most important of all the things that God made. Be careful around people who don't value themselves, because they're usually incapable of valuing you. Look for those who enhance you, not inhibit you, who fertilize your mind and fortify your faith. When you're around people like that, you'll see your best qualities mirrored, and you'll be nurtured by the words that come from their lips. Listen, when you encounter somebody who tells you that you've nothing to offer, be sure to laugh. It's impolite to hear a joke and not laugh. When God made you, he stepped back and said, Genesis 1:31, that is very good. So stop entertaining contrary opinions. You have so much potential that the word, quote, possibility is written all over you. By God's grace, you can be everything that he desires. Paul writes, God decided to give us life through the word of truth, so that we might be the most important of all the things he made. You say, but I've so many regrets. Look, if you've repented and learned from your mistakes, get your eyes on the future. God's love isn't based on your performance. He didn't pick you because of your virtues. As a matter of fact, the opposite. Romans 5:8 says, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He's the God of second chances, and third ones too. Paul writes, Philippians 1:6, paraphrased from the Message, there has never been the slightest doubt in my mind that the God who started this great work in you would keep at it and bring it to a flourishing finish. In other words, the God who brought you this far will take you the rest of the way. Why? Because he's committed to you. Just make sure that you are committed to him.